If you're a marketer trying to get buy-in from sales, I can guarantee you've gone to them before, shown this incredible, immaculate plan that you put together, and they completely ignored it. You felt like your time was wasted, you felt like they didn't respect you, and you may have even felt useless. And unfortunately, the chances are they felt you were useless too. Hi, my name is Mason Cosman, the founder of Scrappy ABM. In the past 3 years, I've sourced $25 million in revenue through collaborative marketing and sales efforts. And today I'm gonna walk through the 5 reasons you can't get buy-in from sales and how to fix them. Let's take a step back. You're a marketer going into a big meeting as a revenue team. You've got marketing leadership there, you've got sales leadership there, you've got a couple of sales people there, and you're going to present your big plan on how you're going to make sure you crush this quarter, next quarter, and the next quarter after that. And as soon as you get in the room, you just suddenly start getting hit with all of these questions and all of this pushback. And as a result, you end up not only not getting buy-in, but you actually lose trust for all future programs. If you've ever experienced that, there are typically 5 things that have happened that have created a scenario like this. The top 5 reasons your salespeople will not buy into your marketing program is 1st, miscommunication. 2nd is time horizons. 3rd is actually their calendar. 4th is seasonality. And 5th is compensation. Let's dig into each one. Let's take a step back into a situation I'm sure we have all experienced at some point. Your VP of marketing puts a huge meeting on your calendar to work through how you're going to crush this quarter. You do a ton of research. You dig into the data. You actually find huge opportunities that you can capitalize on with your team to ensure not just this quarter's success, but next quarter and the quarter after that. You get in the meeting, you present the plan, and you feel like this is going to be the thing that actually not just unlocks massive company growth, but may even unlock a promotion for you. You get to the end of your presentation and you actually get something worse than crickets. You get a complete mutiny. No one is bought in. No one even thinks you did your research. They think you don't even know what we're trying to accomplish. And as a result, we actually leave that meeting not just with a lack of buy-in for this program, but a distrust in every program moving forward. This is a prime example of how miscommunication can show up in these meetings. Here's how I like to test to see if we've got miscommunication between marketing and sales. Go to your marketing and your sales leadership and simply ask them to define the following terms. 1st is lead. 2nd is contact. 3rd is marketing qualified lead. 4th is sales qualified lead. 5th is opportunity. Then it's customer. And then it's program. And then it's campaign. I know these 8 terms are very commonly used terms in more advanced marketing and sales organizations. But what often happens is 1, we don't have clear definitions. So we may all get into a meeting and we may all say, we're fully bought in for this massive push to go get more MQLs. What marketing might think an MQL is someone that attends a webinar. Whereas sales might be thinking that an MQL is actually somebody that has filled out a demo request on our website. So if we all agreed, we're going to go get 10,000 MQLs, marketing generates 10,000 webinar registrants. And then sales is expecting 10,000 demo requests. When marketing does exactly what it said it was going to do, sales is massively disappointed because of the miscommunication on expectations. So if we say the same words, but we mean different things, we are fundamentally speaking a different language. So if we all get into a meeting and we all agreed because we used the right words in that meeting, and marketing goes and does exactly what it said it was going to do, and sales is still disappointed, even when marketing delivers exactly what it said it was going to do, there's a clear example of miscommunication. So it may feel silly to sit down with everybody and say, what is a lead? And everyone may roll their eyes. But if you actually get responses, what you'll find is that everyone has different definitions. And as a result, by getting clear on what our words mean in our organization, it can be one of the most impactful things you can do to ensure you drive buy-in across everyone in the organization. The second biggest reason that we've got a lack of buy-in from our salespeople would be time horizons. If you're a marketer, you're often thinking in months, quarters, and years. You're thinking long-term and well into the future, as you should be. But if you go talk to sales, typically as I talk to salespeople, they're thinking about days, weeks, and quarters. So they're thinking days. What do I have to do today to push these deals forward? How do I make sure I show up for my sales conversations today with the right information that convinces these people we're the right choice for them? What do I need to do today to ensure that another deal doesn't ghost? they cannot necessarily always think past the next 24 hours because their world is urgent and important. Additionally, they think in weeks. What do I need to do this week to ensure we've got great communication with our deals? Who do I need to loop in from our team? Who do I need to make sure is looped in from their team to ensure we've got clarity on what the next steps are? And then we think in quarters. Do I have enough pipeline to hit my quarterly goals? If you think about it in these two timeframes, in marketing comes in only talking about how we're going to make an impact 2 to 3 quarters from now. Sales thinks that's great. If I don't hit my goals for this quarter, I might not be there to see the impact of those programs. So sure, marketing, that's great for you, but I need help right now. And that perfectly ties into the third reason. Look at their calendar. If you go into a meeting saying, we're going to go kill it 2 quarters from now, but their calendars are empty. When we look at a calendar as a marketer and we see an empty calendar on a Monday morning, not only are we thrilled, but we actually feel like we can make significant progress on our work. If I gave a marketer 40 hours of uninterrupted time, they would go build a new microsite that could dramatically engage a new audience. And it's incredibly fun for us. But if you go talk to a salesperson and you look at a calendar that has nothing on it, they think, can I feed my family? Like the difference in the weight of a Monday morning with nothing on it is polar opposites. So again, marketing, if you go into a room with sales and you talk about 2 quarters down the road and their calendars are empty today, they will never buy in because why would they? They need meetings now. They need help now. They need conversations today. You better have programs that are delivering pipeline right now. Otherwise, sales will never buy into your ideas. The fourth reason is seasonality. I'm going to use our business as a quick example. In the marketing agency space, there are very clear seasons in which people are ready to buy versus when they're not. So if we start in January, we have a decent sales season from January to March because people have new budgets, they're buying for Q2 initiatives, they're excited because it's a new year. But then as soon as April 1st hits, our pipeline becomes a ghost town. So we have almost no new opportunities between April and June. One, people have already made all their purchases and their decisions. They want to see these things through for at least 6 months to make sure that they were the right fit. And additionally, we get into the summer. People don't typically want to launch new things during the summer. They kind of want to coast a little bit. So when we get to those summer months, there's just not much buying activity. But then as soon as July 4th passes, it's suddenly like everyone wakes back up. We see a massive spike in pipeline, primarily because people come back from summer vacation. They're ready to build new things. And also the second half of the year budget has opened up. So from July until really December, it's a very heavy sales season. So if you think about your seasonality, if you were to go launch a program or get sales buy-in on a program that wouldn't deliver for 2 quarters, would you want to have that meeting during a time where your pipeline is a ghost town every year? Or would you want to have that meeting when pipeline is full, when there's lots of new customers that want to buy from us, and we actually may have too many opportunities to even handle? It will dramatically change the end result because sellers, if they're in a ghost town season, they need pipeline now. They do not care 2 quarters out. But if you've got a full pipeline today, let's go ahead and build pipeline for 2 quarters out. We're good with what we've got today. So again, as you think through these meetings and when you deliver the different kinds of programs you want to get buy-in on, look at the pipeline. Is it full? If yes, think further out. Is it empty? If yes, think closer in. As a result, you'll be more likely to get buy-in on all the programs that you want to build. The last reason is sales compensation. And there is actually a world for many of you where if your sales team buys into your program and they work with you, they would actually make less money. And here's how. There are many sales compensation plans where sellers make more money by sourcing or bringing in their own deals. And to be super clear, that definitely makes sense in theory. The unintended consequence that often happens is when they make more money by bringing in their own deals, they would then make less money by working with marketing because marketing brought in those deals. So again, more money by taking credit. Why would I ever give credit to marketing? Why would I ever work with marketing? Why would I ever do anything that marketing has asked me to do? Because I'm going to make more money for doing the same amount of work if I do it myself. So if that is the system that you are in, alignment is highly unlikely to happen. And the challenge is you as a marketer can't make this change on your own. Go to sales leadership and say, we're going to build a program that is going to make a ton of pipeline for our sales team. My immediate question is there the potential that they could make less money by working on this program? And then wait. If they say no, they would make more money if you brought in more pipeline. You'd say, that's awesome. I want to clarify, is there a world where they make less money or more money in any way based on the deals that they close? And if they say no, they make the same amount of money based on every deal that comes in. You say, great. And you no longer have an alignment issue that's based on compensation. If there is in any way, shape, and form that they make more money based on the certain kind of deal that closes, based on source, based on size, based on any changes other than a flat fee or a percentage of the deal, then there is the potential sales will never buy into a program because they will make less money for it. Let me be super clear. I don't blame sales for this. Think about it from their perspective. I will do the same amount of work, but in one scenario, I'll make more money. And in the same other scenario, I'll make less money. And actually, sometimes by working with marketing, I have to do more work to make less money. That's a bad trade for them. So if your compensation structure is completely busted, send this video to your sales leadership. You cannot make this change on your own. And you have to rely on them to help you make the change in a way that is tactful and intentional so that sales can buy into your programs. So in summary, the five reasons your sales team will not buy in and maybe think marketing is even useless would just be miscommunication, time horizons, their calendar, seasonality, and their compensation. If I'm thinking through where do I start, I like to tackle the biggest problem first, which is actually going to be compensation. Because if they're not compensated to ever work with you, they never will. So if you like this kind of content, please like and subscribe to this video and subscribe to our channel. We're going to be delivering a ton more just like this. And I look forward to seeing you guys in the next video.